A Providential Life. Paul, probably even more than Peter, is the prominent leader of the early Christian church. The central figure in the book of Acts, Paul writes more New Testament books than any other apostle, though Luke's books contain more words and verses. To understand Paul, we must study both his life and writings. We can glean much about his life from Luke's detailed and often first-hand accounts in Acts, and from Paul's remarkably candid epistles. New Testament scholar F.F. Bruce observes, "Of all the New Testament authors, Paul is the one who has stamped his own personality most unmistakably on his writings. As the earliest datable Christian documents, the epistles are our primary source on the beginnings of the faith. Many were likely written just 18 to 30 years after Jesus' death, which is earlier than some of the Gospels, though the Gospels appear before them in the New Testament." Certain biblical critics argue that the Paul of Acts is fundamentally different from the Paul of his letters. But I disagree, and not just because I believe in the inerrancy of Scripture. Having intensely studied the book of Acts and the epistles in my research for this book, I'm convinced this complex man is accurately and compositely portrayed in these complementary sources. Any dissimilarities in the accounts are differences we would expect between a person's self-portrait and one that another painted of him. Acts is an independent and historically reliable source for events in Paul's life, providing an invaluable framework for his main epistles. As doctrinally prolific and influential as Paul is, he's an equally energetic and consequential evangelist. Astonishingly, and principally because of his own efforts, Christianity becomes a Gentile religion within a generation of his death, even though its founder and his disciples were Jews who began the new religion in Judea. Though born Jewish, Paul spreads the good news throughout the Roman Empire from Syria to Italy in the three short decades following his conversion. He's so confident in the churches he establishes that he plans missionary tours much farther west without fear they'll dissolve when he leaves. Paul, more than anyone else, clarifies the Christian message as predominantly about grace and not works, that sinners can find forgiveness and redemption in Christ, not as a result of their own efforts, but solely based on his finished work on the cross. Contrary to skeptics' claims, Paul's message is wholly consistent with the teachings and actions of Christ, who repeatedly forgave repentant sinners without abandoning his standard of perfect righteousness, as shown in his parable of the prodigal son. See Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32. Throughout the gospel accounts, Christ preached salvation by faith alone. See John chapter 3, verse 16. And nowhere is that principle more clearly demonstrated than in his promise of salvation to the thief on the cross. See Luke chapter 23, verse 43. Christian grace is aptly described as free, a gift to those who accept it by faith alone. But it was anything but free for our holy benefactor, who gave everything in his life and death to purchase our salvation. This grace is not only free, but also freeing, as it liberates human beings from the bondage of their sin. Crucially, Paul's gospel of free grace doesn't contradict the law of Moses. Christ affirmed that he came not to abolish, but to fulfill the law. See Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, which Jesus summarized.